You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host of the show. And this show always consists of two different parts, in which the second part is a shamanic ritual in which you are very welcome to participate. And this ritual is specially aimed at pulling your attention away from all the things that occupy your mind all day long. Because no matter what we do, a big part of our attention is always captured by what we think about it, how we feel about it, what we dream about it, what we want about it, how we judge it. So there's always this sort of commenting on the inside. And it's always there no matter what you do. And, in one hand you could say you cannot clearly see what's here right now because you are busy with what you think about what you see. So that's not what you see, but what you think about it. And on the other hand, if you look at what you hear on the inside all the time, you can clearly see that this is all defining your reality, and defining your reality in the sense of it's telling you what everything is in relation to you. This is nice, this is stupid, this is beautiful, this is worth it, this is that. And that's all based on a view which you build up mainly on a very young age. So everything you hear on the inside is an acknowledgement of a certain way of perceiving. That's why you perceive the universe all the time in the same way. Not because it's the same all the time. No, because you look not the same all the time. And especially when you have an unhappy view, you could really see that, you're looking from a negative point of view. As I said before, many times before, like, for instance, you can find your neighbor a very annoying man, and his wife loves him. And, what does that say about your neighbor? Well, nothing at all. Your opinion says something about you, about how you perceive life. And in general, if you look at your opinions and your judgments, that's not something to be very proud of, because what it shows mainly is how limited we experience, this universe. The universe is unlimited, but our view on it is limited. And the more limited your view in general, the more unhappy you are, because the more you see yourself and the more you're cut off from your environment, which means you're not in tune with your environment. So the things you do very often are also not in tune with your environment. This will create friction with your environment. So the more you are in tune, the more you are unobsessed by yourself, because if you just look on the inside, we are totally obsessed by ourselves, by everything we think, we feel, we want. We're completely obsessed by ourselves. And, because we are so obsessed, we don't see anything around us. I really like this expression is, about depression. And depression is a very difficult thing to get out. But depression, if you look at it from an energetic point of view, is looking at yourself all the time and feeling miserable about it. So what you should do, or what you can do, is shift your attention away from yourself to the outside. Once you start watching the flowers and the birds and the tra-la-la again, if you pay attention to what's outside of you instead of what is your reaction to it, you will see that you get out of it. As I said, this whole mechanism of internal monologue is all the time acknowledging a certain point of view. And it keeps you captured within that certain perspective, which of course is extremely limiting for your life. So the trick is always to shift your attention away from yourself, because yourself is always the what we call ourselves is always the limitation to what's there, because it's an interpretation of what's there. It's not what's there, it's what we think is there, or what we think what should be there, or how it should be, or especially not be. Because that's the other side. If you look at your thoughts, what they're telling you all the time, very often they're telling you more or less non-stop, that things should be different than they actually are. Which means you're not at peace. Which means you're not content. You're discontent, you want something else. That's another word for discontent. Well, that's not a very happy state, is it? So all the time, the thoughts keep us going. They tell us what everything is in relation to you. Or they tell you how it should be. And then you're unhappy about it, because of course life is not going to adjust to how you think it should be. No, the only thing you might possibly do is adjust your way of looking at life to a more open view, so you can more or less be how it is. And then you're more at peace at this. Because life is not going to change because you think it should be different. Does it? No, of course not. But you see, life is life, and you can adjust your view on it. And more open your view, the more life can be the way it is, the less friction you have in your life, on the inside and on the outside. Because if I think my neighbor should be different, well, that won't change my neighbor, but it will give me a lot of conflict with my neighbor. You see? So I think the only thing you can do is try to get your attention out of all these definitions. Because as long as you define your reality all the time, well, reality is for you exactly the way you defined it for yourself. And I think that's the value of, for instance, this ritual or the exercises we do. It's mainly focused on getting you out of that obsession with yourself, which is mainly thought and feeling. And you can clearly see when that is not screaming all the time in your perception anymore, you start to observe and to notice very different things. Not because it's special and it wasn't there. No, we were too obsessed by ourselves to see it. If I'm looking to the left, I can't see what's on the right, can I? Well, like that. And we are so ongoingly focused, and I mean ongoingly, which is our sort of non-stop view, is so focused on ourselves, on our opinions, or our thoughts, on our feelings, and it keeps us captured within this, you could say, construct of what we are and how life is. And again, life is like that because we look at it like that. So if you're unhappy in your life, or you want more, let's say, inner freedom or space or that sort of thing, or you want to experience something which is beyond you, well, you should give another place to you. And then you in the sense of this ongoing thing. That's why we do all these exercises like, okay, feel your feet, and, you know, we do the ritual which draws you out of this whole mechanism of being obsessed by yourself. If you participate in the ritual and you open up, you can clearly see, just about everybody will experience that you're much more peaceful, that you feel much more open, light, and balanced, because you're not caught up into this anxiety on the inside, not caught up within your worry and your whole thing. Because you don't have to do anything special to experience bigger. No, you should just stop looking small. So this work is, as a matter of fact, very simple. What you try to do is you try to get people out of their obsession. And then you don't have to do anything at all, because everything is here. You don't have to be special or to create something special. No, it's all here. Just shift that attention. And that's the idea of the show.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem. S-H-U-E-M.
And all the things I do in the ritual, for instance, the drumming, the rattling. For instance, the rattling is a very nice example, you know, with the big how do you call these things, maraca. You know, for instance, in a situation like this, or in a healing, you know, when your client comes, your client is a client because he is stuck in his programs. That's why he comes. He feels miserable all the time, which is another way of saying I'm stuck in my program, in my obsession with myself, so to speak. So with a rattle, I shake these patterns. I shake you loose, you could say, of this attachment to this idea that there's something wrong with you. But this the whole concept. Because once you're caught up in the concept, yeah, claro, everything hurts and is terrible. It is really your reality then. It only means like it's not the only reality. You can also shift to another way of looking at it, and then this whole problem is not such a big problem anymore, and you can deal with it. So the less you're involved, and what I said with the rattling, I shake you loose and try to lead your attention towards this openness, which you are also, as I said, now, right now, in this moment, if you pay some attention, you can clearly observe that you just exist. You exist also without thoughts, without feelings, without something experienced. You just are. And within your being, everything arises for you. Just watch now. Thoughts pop up. You're not making them. They pop up. They just come out of nothingness. And if you don't get involved into this thought, the thought dissolves into nothingness again. Yeah. And this nothingness in which it dissolves is the same being as has been there all the time. It's you. Just watch. It rises in you and it dissolves within you. And I'm not the you, John. No, but your being. Yeah. And as soon as you get into the thought, into the feeling, you can see, like, for instance, you get one thought, get into the thought, and the thought develops into a little story. And then this little story, because you get into it with your attention, your identity flows in it. Because everything you give attention is what you become. Yeah? Very simple. So, try to keep it attention as much as you can with yourself. Because right now, the things that appear to you claim your attention. Just watch now. Just try now. You can see thoughts come up and they pull you along, whether you're aware of it, whether you like it or not. So they claim your attention. And when your attention flows within these things, it becomes your reality. That's how you co-create, you could say, reality. So I strongly advise to try to do that a bit more conscious. Just observe within yourself what you're thinking all the time. Are you really sure you want to boost these ideas? You think they're going to make you happy? No, of course not. So the less energy you put in, the more happy you will be. And that's the whole idea. The less you are obsessed with what you think, with what you feel, what your opinions are, the more everything can be the way it already is. You're not changing something or that. No, the only thing is you don't have an opinion about it. And the crazy thing is, we in the West live in a society in which you're considered stupid if you don't have an opinion about everything. And it's funny, because just if you're a little bit honest with yourself, you can clearly see we have an opinion about everything. And mainly about the things we, well, do not know anything about, as a matter of fact, from our own experience. Just think about Iran, for instance. Oh, this and mass destruction, and it's all in the paper. You don't know anything about it. From your own experience. No, you don't know. Somebody told you. And most of our opinions are, well, exactly what somebody told us. So I would not take that all too serious, what you tell yourself, because, well, you shape your reality according to somebody, what you heard from somebody else. Well, do you want that? Do you want your reality to be defined by somebody else? Especially if you look at the guys who steer this whole project. Are you very sure that you want them to tell you how reality is? No, look for yourself. It's your life. You don't have to have an opinion about everything. No, just try to look for yourself. And looking for yourself and beyond yourself means letting go of yourself. Because if you look at the things from your own point of view all the time, you only see yourself. And that's why it's so important, for instance, with this silly exercise of feeling your feet instead of doing something else. Because if you don't give attention to the feeling of your feet on the ground, you give attention to all the other things. It's not because your feet are interesting or it's spiritual or I don't know what else. No, it just withdraws your attention from all the things that claim your attention. And if you're a little bit, consistent with it, if you really, really try, then you can see that your whole field of perception becomes much more open. And it's not magic, no, because it's not so filled with your thoughts and your feelings. So then you just are, much more are. And if you keep on doing that, you will see, and that's not clear from the beginning, you can see that in this silence or openness or however you want to call it, there are many, many, many different levels. Because in the beginning, if you just start doing this, we think silence is the absence of thought. Well, that's a very superficial level of silence. That's still noise, but it's very quiet noise. But there are very different levels of silence. But you only discover them, of course, by being silent. Yeah. So the trick is, what you feed grows. And I really strongly recommend to you, not for me, but for you, is try to give this being your attention. Because you will be more happy. You will be more balanced. You will know much better what to do. And the things you will do spontaneously will be much more in tune with your environment. Because we react to things all the time, but in general only from our opinions, from our attitudes. Well, that gives a lot of friction and a lot of pain for, well, in general, for all involved. So try to stay with yourself. You don't need to think all the time. You can just try it out. You don't have to think about everything all the time. You can live perfectly well without having an opinion about something. But it's a habit. As I said, we just have a bad habit. We have the bad habit of giving attention and going along with everything we perceive. Teach yourself a new habit. Why would you? Why would you, you know, get into all this nonsense, which is, you know, obviously shaping your life in a certain way? I think, also, if you think about things like problems and troubles and anxiety, pain, fear, you know, this is getting grip on your life by letting go. And what we, as an attitude, always try to do is getting more grip. But the more you get grip on something, the more it's you. So the more you get grip on your problems, the more you are the problem. So the trick is, I found, for myself anyway, is if you withdraw your attention and you just try to stay in a neutral place, you will see that everything comes and goes. And that things come, yes, of course, things come. But in that way, you allow them to go. And that gives a very specific space within yourself. That creates a certain harmony within yourself. And that's not far away. The only thing you have to do is, well, you know, shift your attention. And, you know, and in the beginning, you have to make a lot of effort because we are so used to not doing that, to spread your attention around with everything that pops up. So teach yourself something new. That's the aim of the show. It's the aim of all the work I do, of the ritual we're going to do in a minute, is to help you with that. To withdraw your attention from the things that captured your attention. So you might find yourself back within the peace that you were. That you are. You don't have to do anything special for it. You have to stop doing being obsessed with yourself. The peace is here. Just give attention to it. It's not hard, it's not far away, you don't have to be special, you just have to shift your attention. And shifting your attention is not very difficult, you do it all day long. And for instance, in this exercise of, say to people, just feel your feet on the ground instead of that you give attention to whatever you think. Now listen, you don't have to be special to feel your feet on the ground, they're standing on the ground right now. You don't need special abilities, you don't have to be special, you don't have to create something very interesting. No, they're standing there. The only thing you have to do is give attention to them. And in the end, you know, the choice is very simple. Either you give attention to actually what's here, because your feet are just here, and giving attention to that, your attention comes here. Or you give attention to all the things that lead your attention away to, yeah, everywhere but here. But your life is here, is right now, this moment, exactly where you are. And I consider it a pity is not to be here while your life is here. Because it will stop, my friend. Now, this manifestation is you being Bob or John and me being Stefan will stop one day. And it's always a pity when you haven't been there. Yeah, I was gone 60% of the time. It's a pity, isn't it? Because it's a very beautiful world, as a matter of fact. So, I advise to you, try to keep your attention open, which means not so filled with your thoughts, feelings, and opinions. Try to be open, try to stay with yourself, and I think you will have a much more balanced and harmonious life. So, let's shift to the ritual. And the ritual, you do not have to do anything at all. The only what I advise to you to do is just lay down, put on some headphones, and just go with it. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to experience anything special. Just try to be open. Because the ritual is structured in such a way that it will lead you towards this open place. You just have to give in. You don't have to do anything. You just have to give in. And the ritual will take you there. And the ritual consists of parts in which I will make some sort of music and or something like that. And parts which are silent. And as I said, you don't have to experience something spectacular or special. You might, but you might also might not. But just about everybody will find that at the end of the ritual, you're much more in peace. You're much more imbalanced. You're much more relaxed and in harmony. And that's exactly the aim of the ritual. Not to bring more excitement and interesting stuff and where you can think about and feel about and get much more of these internal things. No, it's to draw you out of these internal things and to lead your attention towards the openness and the light that you are. It's not far away. Check it out. Hope you're there again next week. Have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.